This podcast is proudly brought to you by the Nerd Podcast Coalition. If you head over to www.facebook.com/nerdpodcastcoalition, you can see a number of great programs just like ours.
Oh no! However will I get my comic book and movie news now? Whatever shall I do?
Never fear, for Fatboy and Captain Llama are here.
Welcome back to another episode of Fat Boy and Captain Llama. I'm Will.
I'm Regan.
All right, let's jump straight into it. There's not a whole lot to do this week, so we'll see how we go.
For a good start.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just send the bar.
Guys, that was the podcast.
And we're out.
And we'll see you next time.
I'm Will.
Bye.
No, so last week we spent a lot of time talking about Fantastic Four. I assume you haven't seen it still.
No.
Yeah, I figure it's one of those ones probably. Wait till it comes out on, like, DVD or Blu-ray or whatever.
And then I'll probably just download it.
Yeah. Like, I swear, I'll probably buy the Blu-ray. I will buy the Blu-ray, so you can just borrow mine.
Yeah, right, cool. Because I don't really want to invest any money in this.
No, it's just gone from... That film can't catch a break.
I don't think it'll get a sequel.
No, I think that's done.
Like, since... I can't remember a reception this poor since Green Lantern.
Yeah, Fox came out and said that they're still backing it as, like, to have a sequel, but I just can't see it happening. They've sunk way too much money into it and not got any returns.
It's not a bad cast,
it
either.
It opened below Mission Impossible, which had already been out for, like, a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
That's... Come on, guys. Right.
Like, I think Trainwreck in the Australian market, at least Trainwreck's beating it out.
I'm trying to think what Trainwreck is.
The one with Amy Schumer and Bill Hader.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Apparently that one's not so much of a train wreck. Hey! I can retire on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's... And it's just gone from bad to worse now with Josh Trank as well.
Yeah, dude's kind of fucked his own career.
Yeah, he's
like,
come
I,
out...
I feel for him because, like, he's been forced to make a shit movie that he didn't really want to make. But...
Don't yeah, it does seem like... there's more and more details have come out. And it does seem like Fox really did meddle with the final product was going to be. So it's kind of not what was meant to happen. Kind of thing.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Activision and Destiny.
Yeah, so he came out, made more comments, and then there's also all this information come out about his behavior on set.
Yeah, apparently him and Miles Teller weren't getting along.
Yeah.
Locking himself in a room and shit.
Yeah, he did all the editing, wouldn't anybody else see it, was really controlling of the actors in that, like, was telling them when to breathe and blink and
That's
stuff.
Fucked.
I don't know how much credit or credence he can put into this. Like, a lot of it seems like it's sort of secondhand sourcing. It's like, they're kind of like, it's almost like Fox are now piling on this guy because he's come out and said
That's
this shit.
What I feel
and
like
now they can save grace or save face by making it all his fault.
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know really what happened to it. What we do know though is what the original script was going to have in it.
Yeah, I haven't actually read this, but I've seen bits and pieces of what they were saying they were going to include, like the Fantastica.
Yeah, so there's an article gone up. I would love to cite the source, but I can't actually remember who it was from now. That basically went through exactly the whole script and, like, wrote it out in a couple of paragraphs exactly how the movie was meant to play out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very different.
Yeah, I heard Galactus.
Yeah, so they do the negative zone. The negative zone in itself is different how they get there. They, like, go through a portal and stuff. Mm-hmm. This time around going, I think it's... pretty much the same. There's this government official in the film who was very is well known that he was supposed to be playing another character, but then in the film he's playing another character entirely. He's like a government official when he was actually meant to be the Mole Man from that's a Fantastic Four villain.
Okay.
This is the same guy actually, and his transformation into the Mole Man is almost beat for beat the same as his transformation into the Hulk villain. In the Incredible Hulk.
Abomination.
Yeah. Oh, no, the other one. You know how that Mr. Blue helps him?
And
then he gets, like, that radioactive stuff and his brain starts
swelling
to...
swelling and shit,
He's called... What's his fucking name? He's, like, the smart guy. I can't remember what he's fucking called right now. But he's another, like, big-time Hulk villain. And his transformation in that movie is very similar to what was going to happen to him to become the Mole Man. So... I can't remember, like, I'm not going to go through exactly what was going to be entailed in, but Galactus was in it. They go through to the negative zone. Victor still goes through with them and gets killed, but he's killed. They're, like, going into the negative zone, instead of just being a barren wasteland, it's, like, a city.
Oh,
that's like just empty and there's these skeletons everywhere. And then they come across this giant being. They don't really describe what it's going to look like, with points on its head, like the Galactus helmet. And it gets up and it is Galactus, and he's blasting them with antimatter. And so he hits Victor and destroys him. And then they get back through the portal eventually, just as he's doing another blast, and it sort of hits the portal and them, and they all get transformed. And then the transformation sequence is like very similar.
That is a much cooler movie.
Already, right?
I haven't even seen this one, but that sounds fucking cool. That's something that I would really want to watch.
Yeah, and in the meantime, Harvey Elder, who is eventually going to become the Mole Man, is working at the Baxter Institute making these moloids, like doing this genetic work, and wants like Sue to come and work with him and all this kind of stuff. And then, so after they get transformed, it does that time jump. And I was like, oh, so beforehand, the reason for Ben being there in the first place... is so for me personally, I was okay with his reasoning in this film.
People have been,
His reasoning in this original script makes much more sense. What's establish him basically as his protector.
Okay.
Like, you know, since they were kids, when he's been being bullied, Ben Grimm was always there to sort of protect him and like help him. Mm-hmm. And that's very similar to what happens in the Ultimate Universe. There was a lot of cues from the Ultimate Universe, basically, from this. So he's there and he joins the army, or he's going into the army. Mm-hmm. So that when he becomes the Thing, he's still part of the army. It sort of makes a little bit more sense why he's there as well.
Okay.
Or at least going along with the army, using him as a weapon. Sue's still working at the Baxter Institute, and I can't remember what Johnny was doing, to be honest. There wasn't a lot of mention.
He was there.
He was around.
This and that in the background.
Anyway, the Harvey Elder character's trying to like get her to come and work with him on his moloid stuff. And he eventually gets contaminated and turns into the Mole Man.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back to... And the way that happens is they go back to the negative zone. And they come across Victor still alive after being vaporized. So very similar to what happens in the film. Except he, like, instantly attacks them. And there's this whole subplot with him being a spy for the Latverians. And then he, like, eventually returns to Latveria and kills all the leading class and takes over after he gets his powers.
Shit.
And then there's also, it eventually comes out that he's, they sort of fight him in Latveria, and this massive battle, which is like part of the reasoning they're saying that it didn't end up going ahead, because it's just going to be too much CGI work, just too expensive. Even though this film was like 120 mil already.
For superhero movies, that's not huge.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they got no returns for it. Like, they would get returns for this film.
Yeah, they would have made their money back.
And they battle Victor and they destroy him, but it turns out it's a Doombot, and it's not really him, and he's never left the planet because he's like bonded to it, and he's now a herald of Galactus,
kind
of
like
sans Silver Surfer and all that lot. I don't know if Galactus comes through, but his dark matter infects one of the moloids. It becomes that giant moloid that you see in the front cover of the original Fantastic Four #1.
I can't even remember it.
It's, it's like coming out of the earth, like this big green monster, and they're all fighting him, like using their powers and stuff. So they have that fight, and they have that fight, and the film ends with them creating the Baxter Institute again as a means to stop Galactus, because they know he's coming for him.
That is a way.
And that leads into Fantastic Four too.
That is a way better movie.
Right.
Like, I don't care what happened in this first one, that I would fucking just have my money. I would throw money at that.
And that was, like, a terrible, like, retelling of the plot. It was much more succinct in the article, and I wish I could remember who it was by.
Just embrace the comic book shit, like Galactus. Embrace that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Fox is very reluctant to do that,
it seems. As a result, they've fucked this franchise.
Again.
Twice. Like, if they're not careful, it's going to go back to Marvel.
The thing is, though, they'll just put out another crappy movie.
So Fantastic Four has never... The first Fantastic Four was okay.
I can get around the first one.
It's never really had a good movie, though. Like, there was that really crappy 90s one they made just to keep the rights to it.
Yeah.
Then there was the crappy 2000s ones, which, again, the first one was...
First one was fine. I feel like people were too hard on the first one. As superhero movies go for that time, they were fine.
It was alright. It was watchable.
The second one was terrible.
And then this one, they've gone and fucked it again.
Yeah,
like,
but in different ways.
I know you really enjoyed it.
I did, but I see the faults with it.
Imagine that movie.
I'm not so blind to its faults that I don't understand why people hate it so much.
You won't attack me for saying that I like it.
No. So just reading through that, it made me like the film a little bit less, knowing what it could have been.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, this is what I got, but this is what I could have got.
Yeah, because I quite, like, we all know by now that I like that film. I can't explain why, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love Man of Steel. I still know it's got flaws. I went and rewatched it the other day, and I was like, man, shit just doesn't hold up anymore. But I still love it.
Yeah, so it's, it was a little bit disappointing to, like, read, and it's like, that, because I really like that film, but now it's making me like it less, because this would have been so much better.
So much better, yeah.
But yeah, the whole subplot as well with Doom, like tying in more to that Viria, making him like the Doom we have in the comics was, mm-hmm. was cool. I really appreciate that. Cause we haven't really had a proper
Doom.
Use of Doom ever. In fact, there was an IGN article about it today about
really?
How people like Hollywood is failing Dr. Doom. Like look at him in the comics. He's currently like a god.
Is that where he's standing at the moment?
Yeah,
he's... I'm not really familiar with what's actually going on so much with the Fantastic Four in the comics.
Well, it's the Secret Wars at the moment. He's like...
Isn't he dead for a while? Isn't that what...
There's like a whole... I don't know. He's been dead a couple of times, I'm sure.
Yeah, classic comics.
Yeah. He's, But yeah, like in Secret Wars at the moment, he's a god, basically. And then the, like, movie Hollywood universe, he's been like a... What was he in the first one? Like a businessman?
Yeah, it was...
He was a businessman.
In my head, he was a plastic surgeon, but that's just because it's the dude from Nip Tuck.
Yeah,
Nip Tuck.
Yeah, he's like, he's been a businessman and he's been a whingy engineer of sorts.
Yeah, they haven't really done Doom, have they?
No, they've never done Doom.
And they haven't really done Galactus either.
No.
Wasn't he just like a big cloud or something?
Yeah, this one sounded like it was going to be the closest. I don't know what he was going to look like. They kind of...
They should just go balls out, like... They're at a point
I'd appreciate now. That. I reckon if Marvel ever got it back, they'd go balls out.
They totally would. And they'd fucking crush it, too. Like, here's my message to Fox. If you're going to fuck it up, just sell it back. Like, just let someone do it properly. Let them make their money. Charge Marvel too much to have it back.
Yeah. Or do the same thing that Sony's doing with Spider-Man. Like, share the rights.
Exactly.
That way, you'll make money still.
You'll still... Yeah, and you won't fuck it up for yourselves. You fucking idiots.
But then again, we don't know the ins and outs of the Sony deal, so who knows what that's like.
Yeah, that's true.
And that took a long time to come together as well.
That was really just like a, okay, we've almost screwed this franchise up. Like,
almost
we need
got it
to
there.
Make money from it. How can we do that? Oh, let's give it back to the people.
That's the thing, though. It didn't really seem like Sony thought that they'd nearly screwed it up because they had, like, all these different, like, Venom. They had Secret
Six.
They had
a shitload of things coming.
They had all, and, the, like, untitled, like, a female spider character.
That's right.
They had a whole bunch that they were going to do. And
that was, like, this time last year, too.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, shit started to fall apart, it seemed. Like, the Venom stuff was very publicly falling out,
yeah,
apart. But everything else seemed... Ooh. Well, Secret Six disappeared for a bit. And then it must have been something behind the scenes was just going
for
fucking haywire.
It was when I found out that Sinister Six was going to be ahead of Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, like
that's
all those other
was,
villains.
Like, some shit's going on. Like, because, I mean, you probably read the stories, but it was like Andrew Garfield was kind of talking shit about the marketing strategy for the movie and then was invited to this event in Japan and didn't show. And
I didn't see any of that.
Oh, basically, like, he got invited to this big executive event, didn't appear, and then the Japanese took it as a huge sign of disrespect, and that may have caused some sort of rift between him and the company. So from there, like, all of a sudden, it was like, oh, Spider-Man 3 is not coming out until 2018 now. And it's like, oh, shit.
That's
right.
A long time between, like...
Yeah, between, you know...
It's like 4 or 5 years? When did that one come out? Was it last year?
So there was a 2-year gap between the first and second one, and then it would have been a 4-year gap between the second and the third.
Yeah.
Which to me, just again, it was just kind of like, something seems like it's going wrong.
That's usually not a good thing, especially for sequels.
Yeah, exactly.
That's reboot territory, especially
really
for Spider-Man.
For Spider-Man, yeah. I mean, what was it? It was 5 years between Spider-Man 3 and Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, but that needed to get put down.
Ooh. That, again, that was a studio intervention thing.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's a lot.
Sam Raimi didn't want, what's his name?
Sandman? Venom?
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to focus on Harry Osborn and Sandman. And then they were like, well, you're getting Venom too. And he was like, fuck, all right.
I would have dropped fucking Sandman.
Me too. But...
To be honest.
I guess we don't really know what his plan was initially.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead, we got this overcrowded fucking mess of a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's enough about FF again.
Mm-hmm. Slash Spider-Man.
So we went off into Spider-Man. Last thing from Fox, I went and purchased the Days of Future Past Road Cut Blu-ray, which is a fucking mouthful to say. And I even left off the X-Men part.
Yeah, wow.
It is, like, if you didn't like or didn't totally get on board the original film, this one is much better.
That's where I'm at.
And it's, like, I think it's like 20 minutes, if that, extra footage.
But it just makes it tile together better?
It's just a tighter film. Like, there's certain, it's less choppy.
Mm-hmm.
Certain thing, it just gels a lot better, making it a lot more cohesive. Like, one of the things, it didn't necessarily bother me at the time because I seemed to find them anyway, but the Sentinels finding the X-Men and having that big final battle where all the people got killed, they sort of give a reasoning behind why they found them. So, like, after Professor... Oh, and I guess spoilers for those who haven't seen these extra scenes. When it, Professor X and Magneto go to get Rogue, as they're leaving, they get attacked by a Sentinel, who they, like, fend off. But its arm gets caught and broken off onto the ship, like, sort of stuck in the propeller or something. And they track it back, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's how they find them.
Instead of just randomly being like, found him!
Yeah. And just things that, like, you know, when Kitty Pryde gets cut by Wolverine as he flails about. There's...
Did I just get caught doing that?
Nah, I don't know. I wasn't listening, so I'm not entirely sure. All
right.
When she... Because she gets cut in the film. For the original film, it kind of has no consequence. Like, she gets
I'm
cut...
I'm actually struggling to remember what the fuck happens.
So he, like, he sees... Stryker in the past, who's the guy that, like, catches him for Weapon X and turns him into the Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts flailing about and going a bit nuts. And before Magneto can use his Magneto powers on him to hold him down.
Magnetism?
I like Magneto powers.
Sure.
He cuts her. But then it's kind of like, for the rest of that film, that has no consequence. It's like, why have it?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in this, that's why they go get Rogue, and Rogue takes over for Kitty.
Because Kitty's basically going to die.
Basically, yeah. And it gives it a point
for
that to happen.
Because that actually, yeah, there was no payoff to that. It was just like a little bit of extra tension.
Yeah. And there was, there was now a ticking clock on it.
Yeah.
But then, like, you had the ticking clock on the Sentinels coming anyway. So it's just like, the clock is already there.
So what was Rogue doing when they went to find her?
The Sentinels... And I guess the people controlling the Sentinels had her captured. Okay. They wanted to replicate her powers in the Sentinel so that they could absorb powers, basically. A lot easier.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of what other... There was just a couple of little extended scenes and extra things that just weren't in the first film that just worked. There was a whole bunch... So, there was a bunch added in this one between Rogue and Beast. Like, building that relationship a little bit more. How she gets in and sort of... She sort of fucks up the... Cerebro machine at one point. Yeah. They had all that, which I didn't think was entirely necessary. You can keep that out, get that other stuff in, and it's still the same.
Still makes sense.
Yeah, it's still only like a couple of minutes longer. For me, it was just like, this should have been the film they released. This should have not been
so bogged down in like the time limits and shit around the movies. Like 240 is probably the furthest you'll see a movie get pushed these days.
Yeah, this was around that, but it didn't feel like I much more enjoyed
much
more this
enjoyed
one.
It, yeah. I couldn't really put my finger on it, but I was pretty excited for Days of Future Past, and I'm not even that big of an X-Men fan, and then I walked away going, I still prefer First Class.
Yeah. I'd say definitely watch this film. I don't know if it'll change your mind on First Class, because that was a standout movie.
It might just make a bit more sense.
But I think you'll definitely like it a lot more. It's really good.
For me, Days of Future Past, I remember thinking that it felt really long.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, this movie just keeps going.
Well, this is
going
to be longer, clearly, but
I feel as though it might not feel longer, because it's like, oh, fuck, everything ties together.
Do you remember, there's this one scene in particular that always stuck out to me as being really, really short, and kind of like, I get it, he's going to get his helmet, but almost unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's walking through it's like a museum or something, and he like does that scene where he holds out his hand eventually after taking out all the guards, and he like pulls the helmet through the glass. Mm-hmm. It's in the trailer. That one is supposed to be intercut with the Rogue going to get Rogue stuff. So for this, because that's a lot of Magneto doing stuff, it's like a cross between those two, like what they're doing. And that scene now made a lot more sense, because it's really short when it's just the Michael Fassbender walking through a hallway and then like summoning his helmet. It seemed really pointless.
Really weird.
But
seeing it cut with the stuff.
Seeing it cut, it made more sense why that was there.
Okay.
And not in like, you know, have that him getting the helmet in a different scene kind of thing. For me, I really enjoyed it.
Some of my issues were just, like, even in the setup for it. So we've spoken about the whole Xavier being alive thing, but...
Yeah. They didn't explain that still. That was unexplained.
But, like, there was that bit where he's like, I'm not going to have my powers in the part. Like, at this point, I didn't have my powers or something. But then there's no, like...
I didn't say that. He just told him, like, he was a different man. He was in a bad place, basically.
Sure they said it exactly.
Nah, he didn't say it. He just said, I was a very different man. It was only because he's surprised when he gets back there and he doesn't have his powers.
Okay, maybe I'm just not remembering. Right.
Yeah, I did watch it last week.
Yeah, fair call. All right, forget that.
There is a couple of other things like that, but the big one for me was Xavier being alive, unexplained. I feel like it's just one of those things like, we're just going to forget that movie, we're just going to pretend it didn't happen. Can't.
But the whole point of this one was really to wreck on that one, so you can't walk into it saying, ah, fuck it, forget about it. Like,
unless it has to do with Kitty's going back to the past powers, maybe she went to the past.
There's a whole other movie somewhere where they've actually retconned that movie already, and then this one is retconning that one, we just haven't seen it yet.
That's like Inceptions for movies.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But see, that's like, the Inception of movies.
Oh, shit. Don't think about elephants.
Yeah. So, thumbs up. Two thumbs up.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So that's all of your thumbs.
Both my thumbs are up.
Any toes?
Not yet.
Any other appendages?
No, maybe.
No,
maybe.
Depends how we go later.
Yeah. Let's move on away from Fox now. They've done enough damage.
Yeah.
Let's
slide your shit.
One really exciting thing came out of the Arrow Camp. Arrow Camp.
Arrow Cave?
Yeah. Oh, did you see the actual, the sketches and stuff of what the new Arrow Cave is going to look like?
No, there's a new Arrow Cave?
Well, they're going to have, a new base of operations, right?
Not underneath the bar?
I don't know where. I didn't actually...
It's
going to
be a cave?
It's fucking Batcave.
Please be a cave.
It's, straight up the Batcave.
Better be a fucking cave.
I don't know actually where it's going to... It was just,
Could it be that other one that he has, in the tower? So, he's got that random one in the city somewhere?
It does kind of look like a bunker, like the Bat Bunker. That's in Wayne Towers.
The B&B.
The B&B. So they've got a new headquarters. It looks a bit more high tech, and they've got a big round table with all these chairs. So you know they're expecting company.
Mm-hmm.
So there's gonna be it's gonna be more people involved.
So you know they're expecting guests.
Yeah, he's got the crackers out and some cheese.
Oh Jesus, Arrow cheese.
Arrow cheese.
This is actually a segue that we didn't bring up. We were going to discuss.
What?
Very quick one. You got me thinking with Bat Bunkers.
All right.
Arkham Knight. They've announced what's coming next for the DLC.
Oh, really? I haven't seen this.
It's skin packs, some challenge maps, the 1980s Batman. Skin,
oh, I did see that actually. Yeah.
And then the Tumblr as well. Where I was thinking the Tumblr. I'm still convinced we've been ripped off.
Oh, yeah, we 100% have.
They have fucked us with that. Yeah. I love that company.
Bucks. No, 60 bucks. 60 bucks. For Australia, it was 40 bucks for America, but it works out the same, obviously. So,
it's early on.
There's one more story mission that's apparently bigger with a bunch of villains.
Two story missions. I thought there was going to be the Batman one.
Oh, yeah, there's the Batman one.
The Robin and Nightwing one.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the Robin and Nightwing one, whether that's just going to be part of a challenge map kind of thing. But there's definitely one more Batman one coming that has Ra's al Ghul and Clayface and all that involved. I'm hoping that's bigger because, I enjoyed the Batgirl, Batgirl one.
I did. I don't think I played it right, though. I was really forcing myself just to do it as quickly as possible. I was I gotta work.
It was very quick.
Yeah. It was brief.
And a couple little buggy, a little bit buggy as well. But it was also made. Really? I found some buggy bits to it, like not being able to. There's a point where you've got to clear out this sort of area of the theme park, and there's these people on these high towers, and it wouldn't let me grapple up to them. Really? So there's literally no way to get this guy, and I eventually went out, did this massive sort of jump, and I was able to get on it eventually.
You didn't have that problem.
I did. It was really annoying, but it was made by the same people who did Origins.
Oh what?
Yeah.
It wasn't by Rocksteady.
No. They outsourced, I think, all of it so far. All the DLC has been outsourced to them, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, and I think that explains why we've been ripped off.
That's even worse.
Yeah, so I'm hoping this last bit of DLC will make that 60 bucks worth it, but yeah, I'm finding it
really
hard to believe.
I Rocksteady. I don't anymore.
They've really jerked us around on this one.
Yeah, they really fucked us on this one. Anyway, all right, sorry. We're getting off on a tangent that we hadn't planned on going down.
Yeah. So one big bit of news, and this is something that I guess they've been talking about jovially for a while, was and now I can't remember the actor's name. Do you remember for Constantine?
No.
Anyway. I really quite enjoyed that series.
I still haven't watched it.
It got cancelled.
It did.
It didn't find the marketplace it was looking for. I feel like the people that would have enjoyed that already have Supernatural, so it's kinda you don't really need it.
Kind of doubling up.
But he'd come out and said I can't remember who said it first, but Stephen Amell's come out and be like, love to have that dude on the show as Constantine. And he was like, that'd be sweet. And that was kind of or as far as it went, these two actors it'd be fun to do this. He's going to be in fucking Arrow this season.
How does that, because wasn't Constantine on NBC?
Yeah. Well, NBC doesn't own the rights to Constantine. DC, Warner Brothers owns Constantine. They just went through for their release through NBC.
Interesting.
But it ties into the return of another character.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Sarah...
Didn't they already show her jumping out of a Lazarus
pit? Well, they saw her coming out of a pool. Doesn't necessarily mean...
Just having a swim. In Mandy's?
Well, she wasn't in her undies.
Was she not?
Nah, pretty sure she was naked.
No, I feel like you definitely saw white undies.
I remember it how I want to remember it, okay?
Yeah, okay, that's fair. No, you're right, she was naked. With other girls.
Just all the female girls. No, so he's going to be in it to resurrect her.
Cool.
Yeah, as Constantine. That's fucking sweet. So he's... I'm hoping that he can then stick around in the Arrow universe. And like,
or even put him in Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow. He could, or they could do like a, almost like a Justice League Dark as a TV series. Now they're not doing the movie.
Are they not doing the movie?
No, that's gone. That's really? Done. Since William Del Toro has basically come out and said he doesn't want to do a superhero film.
William Del Toro?
I said William Del Toro. Guillermo?
Guillermo?
The look of surprise on my face when he told me it was Guillermo.
So you thought his name was William?
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, he's already come out and said it's done, basically. That's long done.
I mean, I guess they've obviously got a much larger universe plan that they probably didn't have when that one was getting put forward.
But it's still been like, it was like almost within the last couple of months that it was just like...
canned.
Yeah, and it's like there's still a space for it, like, you know.
Maybe later on.
I'm sure it'll come eventually. I don't really care.
I wanted to see that when there was no actual Justice League happening.
That's true.
Now that that's happening, I would still go and see it, but I'm not hanging out for it.
Yeah, I
just don't really care. Like, I like Swamp Thing and shit, mainly because of the Scott Snyder run, but I just don't really care.
Yeah, the whole magic side, as we've talked about before, we're not really big on the magic side of things. It's always, like, a sticking point for me, personally. But yeah, so he's going to be in Arrow, which is... I thought that was cool. That he at least gets to continue doing that role. Because he really, by all accounts, he kind of liked that character. Yeah. And like, he was good.
I feel like that series is off to a pretty rough start, though, recasting and, like, you know, his...
Yeah, like, the second episode they bring in Zed. Like, it was better that she was in it. Like, that Zed made more sense than this girl. But the way that they had to do it was real rough. Yeah. It's just like, oh, she's off doing stuff. And I'm going to go off do my stuff. Now there's a whole other plot point that's completely separate to the one we set up in the pilot.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, hopefully they can kind of continue it on. I'd have to see it in Arrow first to decide if I really cared for it or not.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
I wonder, there was something that was interesting that was raised, is if they're going to let him smoke or not.
Oh.
On CW, because, you know, Family Network, and you're not really supposed to promote something that causes you cancer and stuff.
I feel like everyone knows it causes you cancer, though.
Like, yeah, but that's the thing, like...
smoking it, but he not stop that.
No, but it makes it look... Again, it's like setting it up as like a cool thing to do, and
yeah,
that's
guess.
Where the issues
but
come in.
Did he smoke in the NBC one?
Yes. He did smoke. They kind of like seemed at one point they were going to shy away from it, but he did. At least I remember him smoking at least at one point.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. More in Arrow news. We talked about this news. We talked about this last week actually a little bit, and we speculated on how it was going to pan out. Stephen Amell is going to be in WWE for.
Did we speculate on this?
I'm pretty sure we did. Either way, he's going to be in WWE. There's been like a big Twitter. I put war in like in inverted comments because it's clearly all set up by them. Like they're not really angry at each other because it's wrestling.
It's a really fucking weird.
But he's going to be in costume, which was the bit I was wondering about.
Is he going to wrestle him or is he going to punch him in the face? Like,
well, you know, it's fake wrestling. They do all those like it's like they bang the canvas a lot and jump around and
yeah, but they still get hurt.
Not as badly though. Like it's all stunts. Like they're all stunt guys.
I just feel like it's a dumb thing for Stephen Amell to do.
I don't think it is. I think it's just kind of like a funny thing to do. Like, it's like something fun. It doesn't really have any impact on the show at all. It's just, he clearly likes wrestling.
Mm.
And they invite him to come to him. He's like, fuck yeah, I fucking like wrestling.
This isn't wrestling.
Yeah, so it's not like the real wrestling where you're actually supposed to like grope and grapple. It's the one where they like, throw chairs and jump around.
Big dudes wrestle each other in
face paint with kiss makeup on.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Is it, his name's Stardust?
I remember that one being Goldust when I was younger.
I think this is within like the last like 5-10 years this one's showing up. Yeah. I know nothing about wrestling.
Stardust.
I want to say his name's Stardust.
That is the campiest name.
It's the campiest dude. And like, this is supposed... Aren't they supposed to be like threatening and imposing? And this dude does not scream that. He's like wearing all leather and he's got like... like kiss makeup on with a big black star over one of the eyes. And just like,
to be fair, if I was going down an alleyway in a, like a dark alleyway at night and a dude jumped out in all leather wearing kiss makeup, I would shit myself. Because I would just, you know, commit to the fact that this is how I get raped and die.
Yeah.
This is the only outcome from this.
Yeah, this giant gimp.
I'm just going to try and enjoy it.
But yeah, so that's going ahead. And yeah, he's going to be in his Arrow outfit, which is cool.
I won't be watching that.
Oh, no, I definitely won't watch it. I'll keep an eye on, like, the whole, like, how it pans out and stuff. Just for, because I find it really interesting. But it's just, it is weird, but I dig it. I think it's cool that he's doing it. Alright, that's enough of Arrow. Let's jump into something we haven't talked about in a little while.
We've been shit with this lately. We need to really... sorry, guys.
We need to double down.
We need to lift our game.
So we're going to jump into some comics talk.
Yeah, talk about that thing that we actually started the podcast to talk about.
It's kind of not a bad idea, though, to let it build up so we have a couple issues to talk about. Unless it's something big that happens, we kind of like need to let the ground. Especially, yeah, like Bruce Wayne dying. We talked about that for a while.
Yeah.
Which I guess, shocker.
Segued into the thing we're about to talk about.
Yeah, shocker. He's not dead.
He's not dead.
He came back. He came back at the very start of Super Heavy, which is the current Snyder run, and we did talk about that issue as well. Yeah, it's called Super Heavy.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, because he's in a big mech suit and it's super heavy.
Mm.
Can't lift it by yourself.
Ooh, I like that less. I like it less now.
Yeah, so he's like it's. I think pretty much 100% confirmed that it's him now. I think
they were toying with it at first, and then the end of the last issue, Commissioner Gordon confronts him, and then in this one, they kind of pick it up again, and you you're told, you know, through exposition with Alfred and stuff, basically what happened to him. And
yeah.
It's pretty fucking graphic.
Yeah, it goes into a bit of detail about how he was basically crushed, but which we kind of guessed that the Dionysium was going to play a part. I was under the impression maybe it wouldn't because it's like, well, I kind of had to, but it was covered up. So I'm like, where's he getting this Dionysium from?
But like, it's like, it seeped into his cracked skull.
Yeah, like, he's like, he was crushed. He was actually crushed to death, and then was this Dionysium, like, revived him. Which probably means, well, obviously this means the Joker has been revived.
They don't even reference the Joker.
Well, they obviously didn't find him down there.
He's already gone.
Yeah. Snyder has come out and said that he has another idea for a Joker story, but... the only way that it'll work, it was if it was in a separate, book. Like, not in continuity book.
Okay, I'd still read it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But he said he's not writing the Joker in Batman continuity again. Outside of that.
Fucking hell.
I
would... He's kind of tied himself into a box with that one a little bit, into a corner, because he's just gone like, yeah, cool, this will be the last story. Like, this is what I would do if it was the last story.
Yeah, it's like, this is my joke. And that's, like, I think it was a good last story, but there's always, like, more stories. It's like, you know, there's before the last story, the prequel to the last story. So, like, I feel like there's a way out of it. And like you said, it has to be out of continuity for it to work, which means it might be his version of, like, I don't know, Batman kills the Joker. More brutally than he did in the last one. Yeah, like his killing joke kind of thing, I guess.
Maybe just think about that fight again. Like, that fight got heavy, man. Yeah. Like, he's getting fucking things stabbed into both his shoulder blades and...
he's done right there, but he keeps fighting.
He keeps fighting.
Anyway, back onto the current one. So, yeah, he's brought back. And they reference back to... it was Detective Comics. I can't remember what number it was. It was renumbered for that issue. It was for the 75th anniversary where they had a lot of different mini-stories. And Snyder wrote one that was like a future Batman who wakes up and has basically had Bruce Wayne's memory and experiences printed on him, plus all the previous Batmans that have come before, because Bruce Wayne built this machine that would ensure that the Batman would last forever.
Yeah.
And it's referenced in this one as Alfred's talking to Superman... of all people, showing up during his hassles and his current run. He's angry. His teen years.
Yeah.
He's going through his angsty teen years. He talks about this machine, which is the machine from that issue, which I thought was awesome they tied that in.
I totally forgot that even happened.
And also gives them that back door to bring him back eventually. Because this...
always go through the back door.
Yeah. Well, you gotta...
what?
So it leaves it open for them to bring him back. But this Batman, though being Bruce Wayne, is like the Bruce Wayne if Batman had never existed, kind of Bruce Wayne. And we've never seen that really before. Like, what would Bruce Wayne be if he was never Batman?
And it's kind of cool that they played it well, because they were like, he gets reintroduced to who he is. Alfred tells him all these stories and shit. And then he's like,
he doesn't leave he leaves the Batman part out though.
I thought he...
No, see, the thing is, he doesn't know that he used to be Batman.
We just told him all the tragedy.
Yeah, because he said, Alfred says at one point,
I was about to take him downstairs or something.
Yeah, but then he cut him off. Yeah. And he's like, I didn't want to bring that burden back on him. Yeah. Like, he's been born anew. I don't want to drag him back down into the darkness kind of thing.
But then doesn't Commissioner Gordon speak to him about Batman?
Well, yeah, because Bruce Wayne was publicly linked to Batman through Batman Incorporated.
Yeah, that's true.
So that makes sense. I also feel like Gordon knows as well. Through that conversation, it kind of really felt like, it's like, I'm Batman now, I need some advice from Batman.
That's how I read it.
And he's just like, I'm bearded Batman now.
Didn't he get outed by the Joker, though, during that last run?
I don't think so.
No,
because then everybody would know.
In my head, for some reason, I think I'm getting Arkham Knight and this shit confused.
Yeah, like, I think so.
Jesus, so many Batman stories.
Spoilers to Arkham Knight, I guess.
But that's how I read it. I read it as Commissioner Gordon knows.
Yeah. It's not said explicitly, but that's the way I definitely read it as well. That he's like... And it's kind of one of those things, like, they've always played it a little bit like, Gordon's too good a cop not to know.
Except for The Dark Knight Rises. That rookie cop can figure it out, but not Commissioner Gordon.
Well, he has a blind spot to rich people.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you stay. That's how you be a criminal in Gotham, is be really wealthy already. Because he's just not going to know. It's like, there's no way. He's too rich.
Because having money is a sign of the quality of person that you are.
I can't remember what it... Oh, yeah. So he's... that. It was cool that that machine tied in and leaves it open, but he basically cuts him off to say that, you know, he doesn't want to know anymore. He wants to do good still. So it's kind of nice to know that that selflessness doesn't come from just tragedy. Yeah. It's just because he's, like, a decent
person. And he kind of goes back to, like, my mother was a nurse, and my father was a doctor or something.
She wasn't a nurse. She helped... teacher. Yeah. She, like, helped with the youths.
Yeah.
She
the youths.
The youths. So that's what he's doing. And
he's everywhere.
And what's his face? The would-be Robin from Future's End.
Duke
is involved there. And I reckon he knows that he used to be Batman as well from Zero Year.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And he's currently part of We Are Robin, which I haven't been reading.
Neither have I.
I'll get that. It's one of the ones I'll get in like a collected edition.
Yep.
But I don't want to follow it week to week.
This run so far has been really, really good.
It's great. There's been some great moments.
That new villain, too.
The shark with the horns.
Yeah,
I thought it was just like, I wasn't seeing it correctly at first, but then I saw like the rest of the tank, they all had like horns on them. Like, that's fantastic.
I get it.
I get it now. And then, yeah, like Gordon fighting without the suit kind of thing. That was fun. Saw some dick shooting.
He got this guy right in the taint.
Yeah.
With a bat thing.
Batarang gun.
Batarang gun.
Yeah.
I prefer bat thing.
Bat thing.
It's nice and descriptive.
But that was really cool to like see him out of suit more.
They didn't even shoot it off frame either. The dude is like popping a half squat as he falls over. And Gordon is just shooting him in the dick.
It's like he's standing over him, just like point blank range, just pummeling his dick.
Just run. And like Greg Capullo must have just been giggling to himself because he fucking put that together. Like,
he had to redo the image a couple of times because he kept shaking the pencil as he kept just
like pulling. Hey, Scott, look at this.
It's right in his dick.
Imagine how that would feel. I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, we all had a good laugh at it. But there's did you also see the cover? It's like a variant cover.
The Bruce Wayne Detective Agency?
No. That's one of the bombshell ones. It's it was a Gordon one, and I think it might have been a variant for the first issue that's just come out, or like the first issue of Super Heavy, or maybe it's for a later one. I can't remember what the numbering was, but it's Gordon in the out of mech suit, standing over the dude from the first one, the tattooed Ukrainian dude. And then it's got like the little speech when it's like happy now or something like that. Cause he's in like a proper bat suit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Did you see this Batman smokes?
Yeah. No, it's not. Cause he's quitting smoking. It's,
what is it?
It
looks like a cigarette.
I'm really worried I'm going to get in trouble for saying, but they're called fags.
Yep.
What's they're the like long candy sticks. They're candy.
Fads?
That's
oh,
it.
No.
No. Thing is, I'm pretty sure they used to be called fags, but then they got, once political correctness came in, post the 70s, and it's now called fads.
Fads?
Fads. Like F-A-D-S.
Yeah, cool. All right, we got it.
It's those candies. I don't know if they have, like, a like a technical term outside of the branding?
Because it looked like it had a little...
I thought the same thing, but I remember from the last issue, that's what he was having in replace. I was kind of hoping it was a cigarette. I'm like, that'd be badass.
Just, like, by the end, he's just got a cigar in his mouth.
Just a massive stogie. So the villain is finally sort of revealed, and it kind of wasn't what I was expecting at all.
He's a brand new villain, right?
Yeah. Well, we assume so.
It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the look of him. It's kind of like real wiry and thin.
Yeah.
And like wears all black, and has like this mask with like, I guess, like a flower on it. And but it's kind of not. It. I guess he's the flower part was going to be the bit for me that I felt like, oh, maybe that's not going to sell as well. But it still had that sinister, for some reason. That's the first time I've seen it.
Kind of looks like a flower with teeth, I guess.
Yeah, it looks very sinister.
It's the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, so he's meeting with the Penguin to
get fucked up,
to give him the seeds, I guess. And he's talking poetically about planting a garden and stuff like that. So kind of not, you're getting a bit of a picture about what his plan is, but not entirely. Not really, yeah. And also what he is. It's very unclear.
Yeah.
So they like, why did they open fire on him again? I can't even remember. Having just read this about 40 minutes ago, I feel like you should know.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot lately.
my memory's not so good.
My memory is not what it used to be. I feel like it's just because Penguin's a dick. They get the goods and basically just say, I'm the Kingpin, and shoot him in the head.
Oh, yeah, they turn on him. Yeah, so they, like, fucking cap him hard.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, well, he's not going to be dead, first of all. But, like, how do you walk away from being shot in the face?
Unless you're Batman. There's not a whole lot of ways out of that.
Yeah.
Unless you're Batman.
Just get some of that Dionysium. Up in you. And then, like, all these, like, spires start coming out of him. Or, like, like thorns, almost. And stabbing everybody, including the Penguin.
Yeah, like right through him.
He got it in such a way, I feel like he could walk away from that. It's a very arrow getting stabbed in the chest kind of stab.
Oh, but then they retcon it, so wait, no, it was actually in his stomach.
It's like actually a lot lower. It's like, I've got the footage.
They fucked that up. Yeah,
Yeah. Just Lazarus Pit. How hard's that? Yeah. You already did it later in the series. Why not do it for him?
Why not do it? Anyway.
Anyway. Outrage at that last season.
So bad.
Yeah, so he gets, and now he's like kind of elongated and more monster looking.
Yeah, he doesn't seem human.
No, so it'll be interesting to see what he is.
He had
a very similar build to the Joker though before that.
I was thinking that.
Though we know that Joker's not coming back.
Do we?
Well, Snyder said that there's no more. He's not writing anymore.
Or
Joker.
It's a big misdirect.
It could be, but I feel like that would be annoying for people.
I feel like it's gonna be. I'm hoping.
I think it's a whole new villain. Same way that when Dick Grayson was Batman, they introduced a whole bunch of new villains just for him, and then they went back to the others.
Yeah.
But like, so Gordon has his own stable of villains to go against. Yeah. You can't, like, if you're gonna have a new Batman, that's half the fun. Like, the most interesting thing about Batman is usually the villains.
Well, that's the reason he's such a good character.
Yeah,
because he has so many good villains.
Yeah, and they're always reflections of him. So I'm kind of curious, especially the way Snyder writes Batman, I want to see how this is a reflection of Gordon.
Yeah. Well, he's really skinny at the moment.
That's true. Well, he's bulky now. So.
But they're all implants.
Yeah. Imagine that.
That's what he says in the comic. He's like, it's all implants.
Oh, that was not real.
I know.
But,
well, none of it's real, man. It's a fucking comic.
It's real to me. The feelings it gives are real. That's the important thing about Batman.
Really good point. He was like, for some reason, you know, I try and argue like comic book logic with people, and I get really angry when people just go with the fact that Superman kisses Lois Lane at the end of Superman 2 and she forgets everything. And he's like, for some
date
reason,
rape kiss.
I can make more argument about a man taking off the ground and flying and kissing her and making her forget her memories. But you talk to people who don't read comics and they're like, it's all stupid, you idiot. It's a comic book. I was like, this is the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to walk into these conversations with an open mind and heart.
Okay.
All right. So that was Batman for the last couple of weeks, really.
Yeah.
Also, one character made a reappearance is...
Julia, no?
Well, yeah, her too. She's the one in the first issue that sort of now...
Actually, I was thinking of the red-headed one. I just forgot her name.
Yeah, me too.
Let's call her Julia.
Anyway, she appears in Zero Year at the end.
Yep.
And it's almost like that last temptation. It's like that he could walk away with her and be Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's reemerged as Bruce Wayne, he gets her back almost.
Yep.
And, like, Alfred makes a point of it as well. It's like it was almost a gift. Like, he put down the bat and...
gained a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's, like, got himself a lady.
Got about himself.
It's also a clever way, just lasting on Batman, I guess, is that the Bruce Wayne, it keeps that sort of idea that he wouldn't give up intact because he doesn't know he's Batman. Yeah. And the second that Alfred knows that, the second he tells him that he's Batman, that everything changes.
Everything stops.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. It sort of kept that idea. Yeah, it kept that idea intact. What I reckon will happen down the line, he'll find out, and something like that, the new girlfriend will get killed.
Die. She'll get killed off.
That's usually the way. Or she'll like turn out to be Bloom or something like that.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
And yeah, so he'll become the Bat again because he'll like find out he's Batman.
And they'll have a really cool sequence where he like puts on the suit or like discovers the cave or something.
Do like Joel Schumacher it and just like zoom in on Bat butt and Bat nibs.
I'm torn thinking about it.
All right, let's talk about
I didn't like the run that much, but Battle for the Cowl had a really fucking cool ending.
Oh yeah, where they're doing
Dick's having the little monologue.
Dick.
We didn't actually talk about Dick Bat.
We will though. Let's go to Justice League first.
Yeah.
So, Batgirl was so great. I feel like we talked about this a little bit in one of the other podcasts, but basically, Darkseid War is well underway now.
Yep.
We've
not what I thought it would be, though.
No, it's very different to what I was expecting.
Darkseid against the Anti-Monitor.
Well, yeah.
That is tits.
It was fucking... There's 2-page splash page. Sorry, 1-page splash that's got Darkseid's army and the Anti-Monitor's forces, like, just converging on each other. And then, like, the Justice League, like, stuck in the middle. Yeah. She's been like, fuck these guys.
Like, Wonder Woman's caption is, like, we have to decide, like,
who to fight. Evil. Yeah.
I'm like, that's fucking cool. Because you're either partnering up with Darkseid
or the Anti-Monitor. And both are not great. Though the Anti-Monitor in this is made to seem a little bit more sympathetic than he is in the original series. Yeah. Like, he's kind of not out... He's kind of just... All his destruction of universes seems to be for the singular goal of destroying Darkseid for some reason. And he has Darkseid's daughter on his side, Grail, who is the mother was an Amazonian who was an assassin for Diana's mom. And they were born on the same day, so there's got to... I assume there's going to be a link between
some
them.
Some sort of power. It'll be twins or some shit.
Yeah, but obviously, like, not, because they're from different mothers and fathers. Completely different families.
No, they're still twins.
It's not how twins work.
I don't know if you know how twins work, Will. But...
not being a twin, I can't talk to it. But yeah, so that was cool. This whole issue had some really cool beats in it. Batgod was excellent.
More pimp than he was before.
Oh, and just like my chair the whole time. It's just like, why do you keep calling it your chair? It's like, cause it's my chair.
It's fucking my chair.
It's my
Am
chair.
Am I sitting in it? Exactly.
So his costume, first off, looks fucking sweet.
Oh, awesome.
I would totally buy like a statue of that or something.
Oh,
just have
I
it
really
around
hope
house.
They make it.
I'm sure they will.
That'd be tits.
Sitting in the Mobius chair. And there's a couple of different lines where he's just like, just being kind of a jerk to everybody.
Just being
so sassy.
Just being
bad jerk. Just being so sassy.
Yeah.
He, like, at one point, he's like, the chair's telling me I need to explore the multiverse, which I'm fucking excited for.
Yeah.
Like, what's going to come of that?
That'll be awesome.
Like, will he discover that New 52 is like a patchwork of, like, the previous universe? Mm. Oh, man. And then, like, there's a thing that was like, I can't remember who said it, but that he was floating higher and higher above them. Like, yes, that's amazing.
Keep floating higher and higher, yeah.
And yeah, I just, every scene he was in, I was like, I just want a whole series of this.
Oh, I would read, I would watch a movie.
There is going to be, though, like a short run, I can't remember what it was called, where it's basically, at some point during the series, I think all the Justice League are going to become gods of some sort. And they're going to have a limited series run. I think that's going to go for a month, as in, like, they'll have an issue each week of each character. So, like, Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, Flash, and I don't know about Green Lantern. I can't remember who else was in it. Because I know Flash becomes Death the Black Racer.
Oh.
I can't remember what happened. I think Superman becomes, like, War or something like that. He becomes, like, their god of, like, new gods of version of War. Batman is obviously Knowledge and Mobius and all that. I can't remember what the others were. But I reckon that'll be... I wasn't so sure on it until now.
I hadn't even heard about this.
Yeah, it's Francis Manipal, you know, guy that did Flash and pre and current universe, and is now, or was doing Detective Comics. Or was drawing Detective Comics, is still writing it. He's at least doing the covers, I know that much, and I think potentially doing the art for at least some of them. Okay. And I think Geoff Jones is writing Yeah.
That sounds pretty fucking cool, actually.
Yeah. So the final battle, I guess, the start of the battle has now come to a head. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be, next issue is going to be crazy.
Yeah. This one's really got me hooked again.
Yeah, I'm back into it. What was the one before this? It was the Amazovirus is quite good. I enjoyed that.
To be honest, the whole series has been good.
It's had its low points, like the Graves bit, like the second arc.
Not good.
Nah.
Yeah.
Trinity War. Nah.
Meh. Bit of
Forever Evil was good.
Yeah.
Basically, there were the two low points, and then Forever Evil since then's been pretty solid, consistently. Again, yeah.
Forever Evil was actually a really interesting, just different run. Like it was cool to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I did enjoy that. Forever Evils. I kind of forget that it was a big event.
Well, was it 2 years ago now?
Maybe, yeah.
Because we were doing the podcast when it was on.
That's true.
I feel like that's a lot. Trinity War was definitely 2 years ago.
Well, that was only 3 months of stories. Because it was three from each Justice League title, so that's only 3 months. Fuck, man. But it ended up being like 9 issues.
Jesus.
Yeah. So. We haven't talked about the B story for this one, I guess, the Superman Lex dynamic.
Really cool,
I was enjoying it, yeah. I don't even care for Superman.
I know this.
We talked about it at length.
You don't have to keep saying it, though.
I feel like I do. Mm-hmm. I feel like it needs to be reiterated at every opportunity.
It's because you're an asshole. It's actually cool, though. Like, they've made Superman human. Like,
yeah. So, like, on Apocalypse, it was because there was no sun, so he's not getting any energy or any power from the sun, so eventually it's, like, fading away. And that's, I think my favorite line from the whole issue was the between Lex and Superman when he's like, it's like, if we wait any longer, you're going to lose, you're going to, and then sort of Superman says something like, become human.
Yeah.
And then Lex is just like, you'll never be human.
He's like, you'll lose your powers.
You'll never be human. Yeah. It's like, oh.
Oh, damn.
Like, he hates him so much still.
It's cool they're kind of playing on that alien thing again.
Yeah. And like, it's nice that he's still fucking hates
him. Yeah.
I want to see how the Owlman thing pays off eventually, though.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done, because I guess I had, it'll come after Darkseid War, I'm sure. But they haven't really, there's no payoff for that just yet.
No, and same as Superwoman. She's just kind of there.
I had a theory on who the baby would be, though.
Yeah,
I don't know if we ever talked about this on air.
I think you did, actually.
It was while I was reading the original Crisis on Infinite Earths that it sort of dawned on me who this child's going to be.
I guess was Superboy Prime.
I'm saying Alexander Luthor. As in, the one he takes center stage in Crisis on Infinite Earths and Infinite Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So he is this child that's born from Earth 3's Lex Luthor and Lois Lane.
Oh.
And Earth 3's Lex Luthor is the father of Superwoman's baby, who is Lois Lane. In that continuity.
Ah.
Yeah. So he ends up saving what's left of the multiverse and putting it into New Earth. And then recreates the multiverse in Infinite Crisis as a bad guy. He sort of goes a bit nuts. So I reckon it's going to be, especially because they're sort of, this child is now, they sort of made it seem like he's going to be a big deal when he comes to.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon it'll be Alexander Luthor for sure.
When do you think they're going to pay that off?
Or they could do like, they could do a mashup. They'll make it Alexander Luthor, but they'll make him Superboy Prime. Like they did with like.
Oh, he just changes it. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
I don't know when that's going to... I reckon that'll come to a head at the same time the Owlman stuff does. Really.
Well, to me, that makes sense to be the next run. They've kind of built it up to a point now, if they leave it for too long, people will just lose interest.
I reckon it'll be the next big arc. I reckon they'll have, like, a cool-down couple of issues. Because you don't want to go big arc to big arc. Usually they have, like, a couple of issues in between where they'll have, like, guest artists on or something just to give... like, whoever's doing the artwork, time to catch up. Because I'd love for Fabok to stay on. He's the guy doing it at the moment.
What's his full name?
I think it's Jason Fabok or Fabok.
It looks good.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's excellent. So I want him to stick around, especially if they're not going to have Ivan Reis or Jim Lee on it anymore.
What is Jim Lee doing?
Everything else.
Everything.
He, like, runs, like...
He's the creative director.
Yeah. So it's like, he's a busy dude. He's a busy man.
God damn.
He does not have time to be drawing.
Drawing shit, yeah.
But man, that would be... it would be fucking cool if he came back for that one. That last arc of Geoff Jones' Justice League. That'd be sweet.
Is that the last arc?
I don't know what's going to be the last arc. I don't know if he's stopping anytime soon.
I just remember Priest 2. I did not care to read Justice League.
No. It's terrible. Well, it's not terrible, but it's not great.
Now they've really upped its game. And I feel like if they're going to be leading into the movie, they have to keep the comic consistent.
Yeah, or they could just renumber it, go back to one, have a new creative team on, and, like, make it a fresh opening. Because the thing is, going into... Though it's not necessarily DC style to, like, renumber, whereas Marvel definitely do that regularly to sort of fit in with movies, because it's easy to jump onto a one. Yeah. But with Justice League being such a big deal for Warner Brothers especially, they might consider renumbering Justice League and starting at one again. But they haven't really done that with any of their New 52 stuff. So, now it's just... What's it called now? 52?
I think it's still New 52.
But they don't have 52 in... No, because remember they're changing the branding?
Yeah. I don't know. I still call it the
New 52. Can't call it 52 either, because there's not 52 titles anymore. It's also not new. So.
Yeah, it's been 4 years now. You can't really say new.
Yeah, kind of lost that.
I think it was actually 4 years ago this week.
Oh, really?
It was like the end of August.
Shit, son.
God damn.
Yes. It's been a good couple of years. So, as like, you know, I miss the old universe, but you gotta say, like, you know, in terms of readership, I feel like this has been a boon for them.
I was never really that into the old universe. I read a lot of Batman and stuff, and I tried reading that Straczynski run of Superman, which was shit.
The Grounded.
Grounded, yeah. And then, the reboot really got me into a lot of different
things. I gotta agree with you. I have enjoyed the reboot universe a lot more. There's just parts of it that I'm just like, I prefer the older version. Yeah. That's okay. I still got those books. Doesn't impact on me.
I'm just glad they got rid of the undies.
I'm not really. I never had any issue with it. I never. It was just part of it. That was part of the fun of superheroes. Was they wore the undies on the outside. They were the strongman.
Yeah, that was like a fucking relic from Victoria Strongman thing.
Yeah, but the whole thing is a relic from that age. It's just like
not anymore. It's new to you.
It's new. They wear armor now. All right. Let's move on to quickly Secret Wars, and we'll finish up with a couple of different little bits of news.
Right. I haven't been reading Secret Wars, so you're going to have to...
It's one of those... I want to go through it just quickly.
Right.
It's still fucking great.
Okay.
This most recent... Going? Yeah, so there's going to be 8 issues.
Right.
And they're up to issue... They just did issue 5, which was a little bit slower and pretty exposition heavy, but it was never boring, which is great. This whole thing's been fucking delayed like crazy. But it's still fucking phenomenal. Like, at the end of the last one, Cyclops with the Phoenix Force just got owned by Doom, got his neck in the nipples. he got his neck all snapped and just got fucked up.
So he's dead?
He's dead. And he actually, older Cyclops has not shown up in any solicitations for anything for the new Marvel Universe either.
Okay.
But Doctor Strange has, and he gets also equally fucked up by Doom. He's been on his side since the start with this whole Doom World or Battle World stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he, having the survivors from the old universe appear and come back, like, it was like Reed Richards, who has like an awesome confrontation with Doom. Like, when they see each other, they just like fucking lose their shit.
Nice.
And like, Reed Richards hasn't even found out the worst part yet, which is basically supplanted his family and taken it for his own. Like, he's now with Sue, and Franklin and Valeria, who are his, like, Reed and Sue's kids, are now his kids. Basically, like, taking his whole life.
Is he going to kill Doom?
I reckon he's going to, like, freak the fuck out and just lose his goddamn mind.
Is this Ultimate Reed Richards?
Well, they're both there, but this is 616. Right. I reckon he's just going to fucking flip his lid.
Lose his shit.
Because it's really... That's one of the things I really liked about this. Just, like, the subtle things about, you know, Doom taking over his life. Like, what that says about him. And, like, his whole conflict with Reed, what it's really sort of based on, is, like, almost jealousy kind of thing. Like, he kind of wishes he was Reed, like, the hero and all that kind of stuff. But he's a jerk and he's Doom.
He's an asshole.
But, Hickman writes a good Doom. He's so good.
I should read Secret Wars, but I just haven't got the context prior to it.
It kind of sets it up, especially by issue 5. They've set it up enough that you know sort of what's going on. Yeah. Especially this one. So he killed Doctor Strange in the last one after Doom arrived to basically take out all the heroes from the old universe.
Mm-hmm.
And Strange using his strange magics sends them to different areas. Or just like sends them away.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. We don't know where yet. But Thanos was shown at the end of this issue, quite ominously standing by the wall, it's called the shield.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically keeps out all the bad universe stuff, like the Marvel Zombies universe, the Age of Ultron universe.
There's a Marvel Zombies universe?
It's fucking phenomenal. It's been going for years. It just every now and then they'll bring out like a limited run and it'll be like, you know, they number them.
Mother zombies.
But yeah, so like all the zombie, like the Annihilation wave is kept out. It's like all these different parts of Marvel.
Bad shit.
Yeah, it's like kept on this other side of the wall, and Thanos is kind of looking at it like, I'm gonna break this wall.
I'm gonna hit the wall.
Yeah, and like anybody, they established early on that anybody who sort of goes against Doom is sent to the wall. Okay. Very Game of Thronesy in how he deals with people. The shield is like the wall, basically, once you start to watch it. And they're like the watch.
Okay.
And so they're there and they have to... And then apparently, one of the... I haven't been reading all of the tie-ins, but one of the tie-ins deals directly with the people on the wall and how they sort of fight to keep these bad things at bay.
Bad shit out.
But yeah, so this issue was very exposition-heavy in that it was kind of explaining how he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they first... confronted the Beyonders, who were the ones destroying all the different universe, all them single ladies. when they went against the Beyonders, they had the Molecule Man with them,
mm-hmm.
who's like just a character who's always been in the Marvel Universe, and sort of Hickman's reappropriated him as like this constant throughout the multiverse. And so they went through the multiverse to try and kill the Molecule Man because mm-hmm. it had something to do with preserving the universe because the Beyonders were using them as time bombs almost. But instead of killing some of them, they sort of gathered them all and basically shot them as a bomb towards the Beyonders and killed them. And then Doom siphoned all the power they had into him so that he could then create Battleworld. Yeah, making him a god. And they sort of take you back to that point where it's him, Ivan Reese, the Molecule Man.
Ivan Reese is the guy
who's... Yeah, but his name is Reese. It's Reese's in there somewhere.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces.
Though. Reese's Pieces. Delicious peanut delicious buttery goodness.
Peanut butter chocolate.
So the Molecule Man is the one that sort of is the siphon, and it has to go into either Doom or Strange.
Mm-hmm.
And Strange turns it down because he's like, it's too much power. I can't handle it. And Doom's like, I got this.
I fucking got this.
I've done this before. this is just a Tuesday for me. And so they have like a bit of a talk, and like, yeah, so they had a bit of that sort of exposition heavy stuff, so it's not really progressed the whole narrative very far mm-hmm. from that issue, but still just a fun read.
Nice.
So it's
gonna have to read it.
It's kicking page. It's definitely the best event comic they've ever put out. I would say like, not to oversell it, but it is the best comic ever made. No, it's really, really fucking good though.
But seriously,
it's great. I just the delays kill me because I just want to read it.
Is it back on track now? Or is it still seeing delays?
No idea. No fucking idea. Though the November solicits are out for Marvel and stuff, and it's the new universe stuff.
Oh,
so
they have to have it done by then.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, shit. All right.
I guess there's only 3 issues left. So
August, September, October?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Are there another one this month?
It shouldn't be. I wouldn't imagine.
Is it September, October, November?
So it'll be they might do, because what they've been doing a lot with their events is every 2 weeks. So it might be a little bit chopped up like that.
Okay.
But yeah, Secret World. And the tie-ins are really fucking good, apparently.
Which is not often the case.
Yeah. And unlike Convergence, where the tie-ins were the highlight, these are really good support books, apparently. Like, I've been reading, the only one I've read is Renew Your Vows, which is the Amazing Spider-Man one, mm-hmm. and that's, I've been enjoying the shit out of that.
Okay.
But apparently there's like the Old Man Logan one's quite good, the Siege one, which is where they're on the shield on the wall, is apparently mm-hmm. really good. Apparently the whole bunch has been great.
You sent me a photo of Thanos just tearing shit.
Yeah, that was the cover of the next issue, is Thanos just going to town on the Marvel Zombies, and it looked beastly.
Nice.
That's why I had to send it to him, like, fuck yes, I want this so much.
I watched the closing scene for Avengers Age of Ultron the other day.
Yeah.
It just sets it up so well.
Yeah.
It's the fucking fine, I'll do it myself. I'm just like...
And people didn't like it. I'm just like, that's what you need. What do you want?
I think for some reason I got told it was going to be like a really substantial end scene. So when it was all of 30 seconds, I was a bit like, oh, that's it. But it does exactly what you need.
Yeah, like it didn't need to do any more than that. Yeah. That was fine. I was like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so my predictions for Secret Wars is that it's going to have something like... Obviously, Thanos is getting messy with the zombies.
Messy with it?
No. I'm kind of hoping to see like a showdown between Doom and Thanos as well.
That'd be cool.
I want to see how...
They're gods at this point, aren't they?
Pretty much. Well, Thanos doesn't have the gauntlet, which he needs to be a god. He's really fucking strong and like a beast, but...
How often does he actually get the gauntlet?
Very rare. Only like in the Infinity... series, I think. I think he's only had it, like, once, potentially. I've never really followed the Infinity War or Infinity Gauntlet and all that kind of stuff that closely. Just kind of before my time. It was back in the 80s, wasn't it? Yeah, like, 80s and 90s. Because they did a couple of runs with it. I want to see how Ultimate Reed, the Maker, fits into it. Because he hasn't really done anything yet. He's just kind of there. Okay. I want to see him do something awesome.
Cause just wait for the little guy to do something. You know what's
going to
be awesome when he does.
Yeah! It's like, it's actually totally like that. It's just like, he hasn't done anything yet, but you know when he does, it's going to be ridiculous. I also have a theory about how they made Battleworld. So the son of Battleworld is Johnny Storm. And like, we've been shown that as punishment for sort of trying to uprise against Doom, he was made to eternally sort of rotate as the sun. Oh, so that gave them light.
That sucks.
And I think, because we haven't seen Ben Grimm yet.
Eternally rotate. You're going to be dizzy forever.
Well, you know, he's got to go around the battle world consistently. And I think Ben Grimm, because you haven't seen him either, is the Earth. Like, he's made what's made up battle world. Because second issue, they go to, like, the underside, and you see, like, a face and a hand almost popping up at one point, and you can't really make out who it is. I'm kind of hoping it's Grimm, because you gotta see him. Jesus. That's actually the other thing we don't know yet. I don't think Reed Richards has shown up in the new Marvel Universe, the all new, all different stuff. Like, I don't think... Sue's there.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's part of the Inhumans now. Uh-huh. Like, he's not an Inhuman, but he's joined up.
Aligned with them.
And the Thing is going to be part of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
Yeah. So, but Reed... I don't think he's been mentioned anywhere. And there's no Fantastic Four series.
They just killed each other off. Just both.
That's what I'm kind of thinking. Like, what if they... Or at least, like, Reed and Doom, like, go down, like, swinging. Like, fucking champs.
Just pull a Batman and Joker.
Because, like, Hickman loves Fantastic Four, especially, like, Reed and Doctor Doom. And that whole dynamic that they have with, like, the kids and stuff. So it'll be really interesting to see how that all plays out.
How it plays out, yeah,
I'm really excited. And I'm sure I'll talk about it more at length later. Before we wrap up, there is a new animated... movie coming out.
Yeah.
Batman Bad Blood. We knew about this one, but there's a couple of things that sort of came out recently that I was not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're aware of it either.
Which parts?
Well, I'm talking more about who Batman's going to be in this movie.
I have no idea.
Yeah, and this came out from watching Gods and Monsters, the Blu-ray. I'm sure it's on the DVD as well. It's like a sneak peek at the next one. I'm just like, oh, I couldn't remember what the next one was, so I went and looked at it.
Who's voicing Dick Bat?
Same person who did before. I can't remember. Decent, like, it sounds like Dick Grayson should sound.
Okay, cool.
And I'm coming more and more around to the dude that plays Batman now.
The new one?
From the little bits of voice stuff that I heard for the next one, I quite liked it.
Okay.
Batwoman's going to be in it, so first animated...
appearance?
Yeah, appearance. I'm pretty sure it's an Australian person. Like,
is she Australian?
It's the chick from Chuck. Blonde?
Is she Australian?
I thought she was Australian.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Regardless, doesn't matter. She's going to be playing. She's going to be playing Kate Kane,
okay, and
Batwing's going to be in it as well.
Batwing,
that's what I meant. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, really?
Yes.
As in the? Is it Morgan Fox?
Yeah. I can't remember what the kid's name is. Yeah, but it's him.
So what happened to that? Like, they totally retconned that. They had it actually set in Africa.
Yeah. So they had that.
I forget what the guy's name was.
Same, but he gave it up. He retired, and so. This guy, Lucius' son.
They probably just wanted to bring him back to Gotham. They were like, we needed to be more in the universe.
Yeah, and so Lucius' son. Fuck, I can't remember his name.
I want to say Morgan Fox.
Let's just call him Morgan Fox.
Morgan Freeman.
Became...
No, I'm just thinking about it. This is Morgan... No, because Morgan Freeman played Lucius Fox.
Racism's out of control, man.
Is that racist?
No, so he's. Batwing's going to be in it, and Lucius Fox is going to be in it as well, actually. Obviously, because his son's in it, you got to sort of introduce him somehow.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, so we have Batwing as well in it, but Dick Grayson will be Batman for this movie.
I'm really... It doesn't make sense continuity-wise, but I'm excited for it.
It does in the featurette a little bit, like, who was it? I can't remember who they're fighting. Oh, the Heretic. The Heretic's going to be the villain, which means there's potential for Damian Wayne to get killed in this one.
Oh, shit.
Damian Wayne... comes back from his monastery, so it's tied in directly to what happened in the last one.
Mm-hmm. Luke Fox.
Luke Fox. It's not even close to Morgan.
It's not far.
It's close to Lucius, though.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
That makes more sense than Morgan.
So from what I gathered from the feature is that the Heretic enlists a bunch of, like, C-grade villains, like Firefly. There's two Firebug-based villains on the team. I was just like, I feel like you're really filling that niche. They only really need one of them. You don't need both.
Back the fuck up.
Yeah. I can't remember who else was in it. There was a couple. And then the Heretic was going to be the big one.
In which universe? Oh, Arrow. They're introducing Firefly as a girl.
Yes. Sorry. Yes, I saw it. No, it's Gotham. It's in Gotham.
Gotham, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. That's actually some more news as well, I guess.
Yeah. Just tied it in.
Just making it work. But this Heretic kind of looks like... The look of him looks like a cross between Dark Knight Arises Bane and Heretic from the comics. Okay. And there's even a scene that looks straight out of Dark Knight Rises. So that first fight with the bat with Bane on that bridge, they had that whole scene there.
Really?
And so what happens is, not sure how, but Batman goes missing or disappears. They don't know what's happened to him and they need Batman, so Dick Grayson puts on the cowl. So by the end of this, I'm pretty certain, I'm like 100% certain, obviously Batman comes back, Dick goes back to being Nightwing, but now they have like this family of Bat people.
Yeah.
They have now like Batwing, Batwoman, Nightwing, and Robin and all that all together in like, now they've got almost like a big Bat family to work with. But yeah, so Dick Grayson is going to be Batman for this run, and he's going to have, it's got obviously the symbol, but it's with the yellow around it.
Oh.
Yeah, so like the yellow shield.
Like, Commissioner Gordon?
No, no, as in like the big circle. Like 1989.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Yeah, and I think his costume is potential. I haven't seen colors for it yet because it was only like pencils and stuff and for the animated bit. But it looks like his costume is going to be a bit lighter, like more bluish as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that was, I was very excited to see them do that. So it looks like it's going to be a mixture between Batman Inc.
because
it has Heretic, Battle for the Cowl.
Yep.
And yeah, I don't know what else they're going to chuck in there, to be honest.
Nightfall.
Maybe. I don't think it's a Nightfall. I don't think he gets... Because they don't know where he is. Yeah, like, they're trying to find him. Yeah. Although, I guess he could have his back broken and be, like, Dark Knight Rises.
Down the bottom of
and
that
be in a well.
Just trying to climb back out.
Just instant transmission all the way to the other side of the...
Yeah, you know, fuck it.
But, yeah, so I'm pretty excited for that one now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But
cool.
At the same time... Later this year.
Ooh.
I want to say October, actually.
Ooh.
But I could be very wrong with that.
Oh.
yeah, so that's exciting. I was excited to see Batwoman finally get sort of put into it a little bit.
Mm.
What I really want them to do, and I don't know how they could make it work, but I just want them to make it work, is to do 52 as, like, maybe not movies, maybe make it a series.
Yeah, it would have to be a series, surely.
Yeah, but I would just love to see that as an animated. Just separate. Just get Bruce Timm to do it. Put it in his universe.
Just get the guy who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, so that's something to look forward to, at least. I'm sure we'll review that when it comes out.
For sure.
Final bit of news that sort of came out over the last 2 days. For some reason, Mockingbird from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Bobby Morse, is getting her own series.
I don't really care for this.
It's going to be called Marvel's Most Wanted, apparently.
She's hot. I just don't really...
It's been ordered to pilot. So she's already had one disastrous pilot in Wonder Woman.
That one went well.
She was quite good in S.H.I.E.L.D., though. I quite enjoyed her character being on screen and doing stuff.
Now I'm remembering this. There was going to be a spin-off with her and Mac, but it didn't ever get taken up.
They did it. The spin-off, it's not, they're saying it's not a spin-off. It's just more a continuation of their story. Because at the end of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm pretty sure they went off to do their own thing. And Hunter, the other guy, her like...
boyfriend.
Yeah, like ex-husband / current lover, is going to be involved.
Is he still going to be in S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't think. I think he left as well. I think they left together.
Ooh.
Or maybe he was. I don't know. Maybe he's going to be in both.
I quite like him.
It was made out to be that he was going to be involved, but not necessarily every episode kind of thing.
Okay, cool.
They'll
tie them across anyway. They'll be
For sure. They're always doing those crossovers.
Yeah.
They'll be fine. I'm curious about it, but they haven't really disappointed yet with the TV shows, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, first season was a bit rough for Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., but last season was phenomenal.
I still haven't watched Agent Carter, but I should.
Agent Carter was very good. I'm happy they're getting a second season.
Is it this year? Sorry, next year? Or?
I guess they're going to do it the same way that's in between
S.H.I.E.L.D.,
I guess. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, so, like I said, I think the tentative title now is Marvel's Most Wanted. So it'll be Marvel's, like Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be Marvel's, and it'll be Most Wanted. So... no idea what it's going to be about, other than it's now going ahead. Because apparently it was potentially going ahead, then dropped out.
Yeah.
And now they've come out and said it's all settled now. They've been ordered to pilot. It's, you know,
still
if they...
through ABC or whatever network it's on.
I assume.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So that's all we have really for this week.
Actually covered off a fair bit in the end.
Yeah.
But we're like, there's not really much to talk about today.
We hit that 113 like a
that
beast.
113. That 13 minutes over the length of uploading.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can go over now. That's fine. No deal.
Hello.
Anyway, so that's it for us this week. Make sure to subscribe to iTunes. Leave a review if you could. That's really helpful for us by all accounts.
Is it? What if it's bad?
Yeah, that's true. It helps us searching.
Just say nice things because we're fragile.
Yeah. I think it helps with like searching anyway or like popping up.
Okay.
Visit our website if you go that way, you know.
www.ujizz.com.
We
upload lots of videos.
Regularly. No, so it's fatboyandcaptainlama.com. If you don't have iTunes.
Like
I should have spelled it out, I'm sorry. Like, I'm phonetic when I do it. And yeah, follow us on Twitter or Facebook or any of that stuff. And if, like we iterated last episode, if anybody would like to come on and do a guest spot with us and join in the conversation.
I'm terrible at checking the accounts. Nobody's come yet,
but just because they're shy. No, so if anybody, podcaster or not, wants to come onto the show, you're always more than welcome. So yeah, hit us up on Twitter or Facebook or email, doesn't matter.
That social media
is probably easier. So that's it for us this week. We'll catch you in another 2 weeks with more comic and movie news.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm Will.
Bye.